Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Oh Lord. This is Pastor Jesse, and this is our last Wednesday of the month healing service. The last Wednesday of every month, this is our healing service. Amen. We invite the precious Holy Spirit to come from His dimension into our dimension, touch our bodies, renew our minds, and just bless us. Amen.
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday, October the 25th, 2023. And we are
First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name. Amen, amen. This is our healing service. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Come expecting. Amen. Just don't be a spectator. Be a participator. Come expecting to be healed from Jesus. Before we get started, I want to talk about being led by the Holy Spirit. If you're listening to this message, this is a divine appointment. You're led by the Holy Spirit to listen, to pay attention, to have ears to hear, eyes to see, and to receive what you need from the Lord.
Amen.
When we're not led by the Holy Spirit, we lose our common sense, and we can't find that outside of us. Amen. We can only find it inside of us. Divine healing, Jesus' healing, requires a spiritual perspective on healing. The eyes of faith. Amen. The eyes of faith. We Christians see things the world doesn't see. We hear things the world doesn't hear. In Mark chapter 8:18, Jesus said, "You're having eyes to see, but they do not see." This evening, we believe you came expecting to receive,
amen.
And you have eyes to see. Amen.
Yes, you do.
It requires faith that comes from a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:14 says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God." Amen. Without a Christian, without the Holy Spirit, doesn't have any common sense. And common sense with the Holy Spirit becomes wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Without common sense, it's no sense. It's nonsense without the Holy Spirit, Pastor Rose.
So you said those that are led.
As many as are led
by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of God.
Mature Christians.
Mature.
Yes.
We're getting to where we're knowing the Word. We're knowing the Holy Spirit that abides and lives in us, and we listen.
We're doers of the Word,
yes.
Not hearers only. Amen. Common sense. Where do we start? Where do we start tonight? Psalms 111, verse 10, says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." That's where
yes.
we start. And it's not being afraid of God. It's honoring,
that's
respecting.
It right there. That's
he
it.
Is the authority, the final authority.
Yes,
amen.
He is.
He is. What did we sing Sunday? God said it, I believe it. God said it, it is done.
It is done.
That's the beginning of wisdom. Listening to what God has to say in His Word. His Word reveals His character and His nature.
Yes, it does.
We have miracles recorded in the Old Testament. We have miracles recorded in the New Testament. Well, today, church, we have recorded miracles in FHK.
Yes, we have.
Don't we?
Yeah.
We have miracles.
Yes.
God is still in the miracle working business. We are miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking about salvation, deliverance, restoration. I'm talking about healing.
Mm-hmm.
Healing miracles.
Yes.
Healing miracles. Amen. So come expecting to be healed tonight. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, let me read you this. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, it is always God's will to heal.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, Malachi 3, God says, "I am the Lord, I change not." In the New Testament, Jesus said, "He is the same yesterday, today, and forever."
Amen.
So it's God's will to heal.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 9, starting in verse 27, it says, "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed Jesus, crying out, Son of David, have mercy on us. They didn't say son of Joseph, the carpenter. They said, son of David, have mercy on us. You know what that means? That means, here's a revelation for you. That means that next to the three wise men, when Jesus was born, these two blind men were the only ones that recognized Jesus was the Messiah.
Wow, praise God.
Son of David, you are the Messiah. You are the anointed one. You are the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of the living God. Tell me Jesus wouldn't respond to that.
Oh, yeah.
Two blind men followed him, crying, Son of David, have mercy on us. Verse 28. And when Jesus had come into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Yes, we believe.
Yeah.
They came expecting to receive something from Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 29, Jesus touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you.
Yeah.
Verse 30, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus warned them not to say anything. And of course, they didn't listen. But according to your faith, Jesus said, tonight, you, our listeners, do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is a healer? Amen. Are you expecting to receive?
Yes.
Where is your faith? Is your faith in healing, or is your faith is in the healer?
Yeah.
Verse 28, yes, Lord, we believe. Yes, we believe. Can you sense the excitement of these two men?
Yeah.
They came expecting to receive, and Jesus tells them, do you believe that I'm able to do this?
And they got it.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes. They were so excited they could hardly stand still for Jesus to lay hands on them. They came expecting to receive. They knew in their hearts Jesus had the power to heal.
Yes.
Jesus had the power to heal. Amen. Jesus, Son of David. Hallelujah. Son of David. This is what the men were saying. I know who you are. You are the Messiah. You are the anointed one who brings us good news.
Amen.
You heal the sick. You restore sight to the blind. Son of David, have mercy on us. Show compassion in our affliction and heal us.
Amen. Amen.
There are some of you listening that you've been waiting for a miracle. You've been staying in faith and you've been waiting for a miracle. And Jesus says tonight, do you believe that I'm able to do this?
Amen.
For us Christians, before we were Christians, our spirit man was dormant. It was dormant when we accepted Christ, when we received Jesus, our spirit man became alive. And we read the Bible and we know Jesus is a miracle working God.
Yes, he is.
We know he healed the blind. We know he walked on water. We know he raised the dead. We know those miracles. But our problem is we don't believe that he'll do it for us.
For us, that's it right
We there. Look at ourselves.
Yeah.
And we see ourselves as filthy rags, like Paul described as filthy rags. And we don't believe that God will do it for us. Here's a revelation. Healing does not depend on us.
No.
All we do is believe we receive.
See, that's it, right? Believe and receive.
Jesus is the healer. Jesus is healing. Healing is in Jesus. It's because he is a good God and he wants to heal us. It doesn't depend on our works. It doesn't depend on our intelligence. It doesn't.
No.
All we do is believe we receive.
Yeah.
God said it. I believe it.
It is done.
God said it. It is done. That's it. He does everything.
It's because God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. And everything that is in Jesus belongs to us.
Everything.
So partake of all that he gives you. Don't be afraid to take healing. Say, healing belongs to me.
Healing belongs to me.
It is
the bread of life. Amen.
It's the children's bread. Yeah. It becomes medicine to us.
Jesus, Son of David. Jesus said, your faith has healed you.
Yes.
That's a relationship that we want That's a relationship. We want to grow up in Jesus, knowing that, like Pastor Rose said, we've got rights and privileges. We don't want everything. We just want everything God has for us. Yes, amen.
Amen.
John 15:7, Jesus said, if my words abide in you, and you abide in me, you shall ask what you will and be done.
Yes.
That's a relationship, a living God,
yes.
A living, living, life-giving, resurrected Christ.
Yes.
Those who know Jesus in their heart know it is always, always, no matter what day it is, we know that it is always God's will to heal. Amen. It is always God's will to heal. Did you want to read something?
Yes. You all know, if you've been listening to us long enough, you know I love giving gold nuggets.
Amen. Amen.
And it's for your benefit and my benefit.
Yes.
Because we grow from receiving what God has for us. Amen.
Amen.
Today I'm going to be reading on John 6:38. Jesus, the will of God in action. Jesus, the will of God in action. John 6:38.
Amen.
For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ came on the scene to unveil the Father to us. Everything that Jesus did was the will of God. Well, what did he do? Among other things, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And that's Acts 10:38. Not one single time did someone come to Jesus for healing, and Jesus said to them, it's not your Father's will to heal you.
Never, one time.
He never said, it's not your Father's will to heal you. In John chapter 14, Philip said to Jesus, show us the Father. And Jesus said, Philip, have I been so long with you, and you have not known me? He that has sent me has seen the Father. If you want to see God at work, look at Jesus. If you want to hear God talking, listen to Jesus. He is the express will and purpose of God. And in his earthly ministry, Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Because you all know that sickness and disease is of the devil. He oppresses us. He wants to keep us sick all the time, but not God. God came to destroy the works. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, so we don't have to walk sick in this earth. Amen?
Amen.
Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He was the healer yesterday. Has he abandoned his office healer today? No. God, he hasn't, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the healer today. I believe that in my heart, because I believe that in my heart, I accept him as my healer. I acknowledge him as my healer.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Common sense. We need common sense to listen to the Holy Spirit. And common sense becomes, listen, let me take a side journey here. God is good to all some of the time. God is good to some all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He is good to the whole world. John 3:16, the greatest promise in the New Testament. So God communicates with everybody, saint or sinner. He communicates with everybody in our mind, in our conscience. Amen. The sinner, the worst of sinners, he knows in his conscience what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. So common sense with the Holy Spirit becomes wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Amen. We don't yield to our mind or our intellect, but when we yield to the Holy Spirit, common sense is only common when we yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's when our faith is working. And we used to say the biggest enemy of faith is fear. Fear. F-E-A-R, false evidence that appears real. We used to say fear is the opposite of faith. It's the enemy of faith. But the Lord asked me, how do you get fear? We get fear in our minds, in our imaginations, amen? In our conscience, we get fear. And that's where we get the fear, in our thoughts, ideas, and suggestions in our mind. And then we get fear, and that's the opposite of faith. So When we yield to the Holy Spirit, that's when our faith is working.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is our guide, or our spiritual compass, if you will. If we're not led, we lose common sense and it becomes nonsense. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:7 commands us to walk by faith. Walk by faith. Don't look outward for healing.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, we're not saying medicine. We're not saying vitamins. We're not saying doctors are bad. But don't look to the outside for healing. Amen. Look to the inside. Ask the Holy Spirit. Pray and say, Lord, I believe in miracles. I believe in your healing. And then listen to the Holy Spirit. He'll tell you. He'll tell you go to the doctor. He'll tell you this. He'll tell you that. We're not against doctors or medicine, but we are for you yielding to the Holy Spirit. John 16:13 says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. The last scripture I'll give you tonight is 2 Timothy 1:6. 2 Timothy 1:6, stir up the gift that is within you. Stir up the gift that the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, you need to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes on us, in us, and with us. The Spirit of Truth, Jesus called the Holy Spirit. And he'll lead you and direct you into all the things that are possible for us, our rights and privileges in Christ.
And remember, fear doesn't come from inwardly. It always is outwardly, because the enemy's always throwing thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. And he wants to throw you anything he can. And like Brother Hagin used to say, you can't stop a bird from
flying over your head,
but you can stop them from building a nest. And that means letting the enemy build thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that are contrary to the Word of God. And Pastor Jesse was saying about us, that of our conscience and our mind, and the Lord gave me Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Your heart is your spirit, man.
Amen.
Don't lean onto your understanding. Your understanding is of the mind. Don't lean on what your mind is telling you.
Amen.
But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus in us and the Father, and he will direct our paths. He's the one that will tell you what to do. So don't look outwardly to get direction, but look in your spirit, man, the heart of man in you. And listen to what he has to say. And you know what? I'm learning a lot of times we think it's when the Lord's telling us, don't go here, don't do that, do this and do that. We think it's us, okay? But it's the Holy Spirit is warning you, don't go there, don't say that, don't do this. And we think, and it's so, he does it so gentle.
So subtle.
Yeah, and we think, oh, that was me. No, it was the Holy Spirit. Because we couldn't get out of bed if we tried it.
You're right. We couldn't do anything. Amen. He is our complete and total source.
And we need to trust, lean, and rely, and cling onto him with every breath that we take. It's like the Lord said, another day of living in the light of God's word, living in his authority, living in his power, and living in his ability.
Amen. Tonight, Pastor Rose and I agree with God's word. God said it, we believe
it.
And we believe that you came tonight expecting to receive a miracle from Jesus.
Amen.
And he is still in the miracle working business. Let's just raise our hands. Let's just raise our hands and worship the Lord. And like the scripture says, stir up the gift of God that's within you. Stir up the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And let's just pray in the Spirit right now.
And see what the Holy Spirit reveals.
See what the
and the
Holy
gifts
Spirit
of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
See yourself healed.
See Jesus touching your body. Hallelujah. See yourself being redeemed, released, recovered from that in Jesus' name. Those attacks on your body have to cease and deceive right now. In Jesus' name.
To that person that has been having swelling feet, your feet in the front have been swollen and inflammation, I speak to those feet in the name of Jesus, and I say, get off of that person right now. I call you healed. Inflammation, in the name of Jesus, pain on their feet, on the front, on the heels, and on the front of your toes, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all that pain and inflammation has to leave right now in the name of Jesus. It's like I see, it's like it's a balloon, and you know how you get the balloon and there's a pin or a needle and it goes, and all that inflammation is gone in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Your feet are healed right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Right now, there's somebody saying, I don't have enough faith. Jesus said, according to your faith. Listen, you have enough faith.
Thank you.
The enemy is a liar and is dealing with your mind. You have enough faith. And remember what the Lord had me say. It's not up to us. All we do is believe, we receive. You don't need great faith. You just need to believe you received tonight. Jesus is the one that does a healing. All you do is believe and receive. You have enough faith tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' hallelujah. Name. Carriando,
tobo,
Orianda, tataikera. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get a hold of it.
Thank you,
see
Lord.
Yourself
thank you,
grabbing a hold of Jesus' hem. See yourself. See yourself being yes. healed, yes. being touched by Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And Father, that person that has, there's a cyst been growing on your right side of your scalp, in the name of Jesus, we come against any cyst growth right now, in the name of Jesus. We curse those cysts right now, in the name of Jesus. We command you to dry up from the inside, be rooted out, plucked out, and destroyed, and never, never come back. In any part of their bodies right now, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive your healing. It is done. It is done. Believe it and receive it. God said it. I believe it. It is done. It is done. It is done.
It is done.
And the person that's been having pain on their left and on their right thumb, in the name of Jesus, I command that pain to go. I command the arteries, the blood vessels, the veins, ligaments, tendons, muscles, bones, be healed and in the name of Jesus. No more pain. You get off of them, get off of their thumb and off of their hands right now. In the name of Jesus.
There's someone out there that's been diagnosed with a COVID-19 and the symptoms, you're saying to yourself, the symptoms are bad. Aren't that bad, and you're putting up with it. You don't have to suffer needlessly. You don't have to put up with any of the curse. Galatians 3:13, God redeemed us. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of sickness and disease. You don't have to put up with it. You believe tonight that all those symptoms will be gone from your body.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said it. We believe it.
Hallelujah.
That settles
hallelujah.
It. Amen. That settles it.
Whom you, the Son sets free is free indeed. The truth shall make you free and keep you free.
Amen.
When you know the truth of God's word, it'll keep you free in
amen.
The name
amen.
Of Jesus.
Jesus Christ is a healer, burden removing, yoke destroying, divine power of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just thank the Lord for the miracles tonight.
Thank Father, you,
Father.
In Jesus'
name.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you.
We praise you, Father.
Thank you.
We glorify
you,
your
Lord.
Holy name.
Thank
we
you,
give you all praise,
you,
glory,
Father.
And honor. We thank you for being so good to all of us, Father. To all of us.
Thank you, Lord.
Providing
you, Lord.
Healing
you.
For your children. It's a children's yes. bread. And tonight yes. we believe we receive. And we thank you, Father. With thanksgiving
thank
in our
you.
Hearts. We just thank you
thank
for being
you,
so good to us.
Thank you. And some of you are thinking, they didn't even call out what I needed to hear, Lord. The Lord says, I hear you. I know what it is. All you have to do is believe it. God said, I said it. Believe it. It is done. So receive your healing, even though We didn't call out what you have. The healing power is here.
Amen.
To set you free.
Amen.
And go into your home or wherever you're listening. The power of God is present to heal all that are oppressed of the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
All manner of sickness.
All manner of sickness.
All manner of disease.
Yes.
Has to bow down to the name of Jesus.
Yes. Healing belongs to us.
There's power in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The anointing, the tangible, the anointing, the real, in Jesus' name. We're not playing church. We are the church of the living, risen Christ, life-giving Christ, in Jesus' name.
Not one of you I will pass who desires to be healed and to know that it's my will to heal you. All you have to do is believe and receive. I already did the work.
Amen.
I already did the work. All you do is believe.
Amen.
And receive.
Amen.
And thank me that I am your healer.
In Jesus' name.
Say, I take you as my healer.
I take you as my healer.
I receive you as my healer.
I receive you as my healer.
The Lord is my healer.
The Lord Jesus is my healer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are my healer.
You are my healer.
You're the ultimate healer.
You're the ultimate healer.
You're
hallelujah.
My physician.
My physician.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so
much.
Oh,
we praise you, Father. We give you glory. We honor you. With thanksgiving in our hearts, thank you. Thank you for being so, so good to us in Jesus' name.
Lo, I am with you always. I am always with you. I'm in you, all around you, and in you, upon
you. And with you.
And with you. I am in you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Father.
Thank you for coming to the filling station.
Amen.
The boot camp.
The boot camp.
The rivers of living water.
Amen.
To receive what God has for you. Take a hold of the word of God and don't let it go. Don't matter what you see on the outside. Healing comes from inside first, and it'll manifest on the outside.
Just keep thanking the Lord.
Yes.
Praising the Lord, thanking Him for it. And the manifestation is here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Be blessed. We'll see you Sunday at church.
Amen. And Brother Andrew will be with you next week, or I will. We love you.
On our daily bread.
Yes. On Wednesday. Thank you so much.
God bless
you. We love you. Have
a
blessed evening.
Father, in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I agree with your decree. We speak, we prophesy, we decree and declare divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity in your people. We call them doers of the word, not hearers only. Greatly blessed and highly favored with you and with man. In Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I say,
Amen.
Amen.
We love you.
Have a blessed evening.